Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Martin. Chuck's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, Mobile Influence, The New Power of the Consumer. Chuck, it's actually being delivered tomorrow, right?
Yeah, the pub date is tomorrow. They can order it right now, of course.
Order it right now. You'll get your copy, but you're hearing about it before anybody else. Chuck, thanks again for letting us launch your book on the show.
Oh, pleasure.
As we've done many now over the last several years. Okay, we're talking about mobile, folks. You know, one of the things that I like to remind people about, Chuck, is that there are millions of people this year who are going to buy a smartphone and log on to the internet for the first time on the smartphone, and who never have owned a PC and never will own a PC. What do you think?
Well, that's a real thing. There's the developed world and there's the undeveloped world. In mobile influence, we actually look at a lot of what's happening, say, in Latin America, for example. I did a speech for a group of 25 heads of banks down in Latin America, and I just follows a thing down in Panama. And I met with a lot of these people, and what they're finding is for banking, a lot of people don't have access to a physical bank, and they actually, with their phone, will be the first time that they get the ability to have banking, and they will bank by phone. They'll never
right.
go to a physical bank.
Right.
And so there's another example of what you were just stating about the access to the net for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately these people are going to have broadband as well, so they're going to have high speed in addition to that. So, I mean, the world's largest mobile markets right now are Asia Pacific, Africa, and Latin America. It's not the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's largely because we have good landlines. Those places had bad landlines, and so they naturally gravitated to mobile earlier than we did.
Right. There are now six countries where smartphone penetration is higher than 50%.
Wow.
The U.S. is now 61%, while new stats just a few days ago.
Wow.
I mean, we're 61% of mobile phones in the U.S. are smartphones. In the 25 to 34-year-old group, 78% have smartphones.
Okay, folks, think about that now. These are people who have phones that are highly functioning online on the internet, and they're expecting to have apps. They're doing more and more of their personal stuff on their handset than they are on their personal computer at home, right? And they're not buying tablets as much or laptops as much. They're buying a better smartphone. And
yeah, Jim, let me suggest. I know you've been recommending to your audience for years that they go get a smartphone, which
a lot of them
probably did. Let me suggest it's time for them now to go get a new one.
Yeah.
Because the
so.
Technology really has advanced the last few years. You've got technologies now like the Galaxy, the Samsung Galaxy S4,
right.
which I have. Basically, just it's noticing things that you are doing. So it knows if you're watching a video, it knows when you stop. Did you turn away? Did you stop watching? So it pauses.
That's a little creepy, Chuck. If you think about it. So
but
okay,
it works.
I want to come back to though. I want to come back to the power of mobile. For small businesses, they've got to be able to at least be playing in the game. They got to be participating, which means to me that they need to have at least a couple of things they need. Number one is they need to have a mobile site, not necessarily a mobile app for their site, but a mobile site. What do you think about that?
Well, that's basically a minimum. Of course,
yeah,
they've got to have their site mobilized. And that's the very first thing they should do. And what that means is that they need to allow people to do what they would do with their phone in other locations.
Mm-hmm.
People are shopping from everywhere they are. And it doesn't mean they're doing research, like traditional research through a website. They're looking for quick hits of information.
Right.
So
they might just want to be able to have your site available as a you know, with a badge, with a little app button on their side, on their window, so they can click on it and then click on your phone number.
Right.
They may just want to have a hot phone number.
Yeah, they can do that through mobilized websites too. You don't need an app for that.
Right.
Which is really good, because apps are now getting to be quite expensive because they're really.
Right. No, I didn't mean they'd have an app. I meant they'd have I call it an app badge or the little button. So anyway, you got to have that. Other things, Chuck, you got to be. People want you to contact them when their products are in, right? Whatever they've ordered, send them an email, send them a text. They expect to be able to be notified, don't they?
Yeah. In mobile influence, we talk about push versus pull, and marketing is traditionally push. So the marketer tries to reach the consumer. In this environment with mobile, it's all pull. The consumer wants to tap into the company whenever they want, not when the company wants. And companies aren't really equipped yet to do that.
Right.
They're 9-to-5. They don't have people available to take calls. They've got answering services. You know, all those kinds of things. And that's not what customers want. They want quick, instant action. Not only that, the majority of people using phones in stores are actually using the retailer's website while they're in the store, and they're comparing things while they're shopping. So if you're a retailer and you have a mobile shopper in your store, that's an enormous opportunity, because in this environment, brick and mortar is an asset. It's not a detriment like it was for the net.
And see, I'm reminding people that, and I've been saying this now for a long time, Chuck, your website is less of a destination and more of a distribution center. That's what you just said through the push-pull thing.
Right.
All right. Tell us where they can find the book, Chuck.
Any bookstore in America, independent, whatever. Amazon, of course. Barnes & Noble, all the major places.
Mobile Influence, The Power of the Consumer by Chuck Martin. Check it out, folks. Quick break to Intel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.